Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy hump day.
Boy, the bad news just keeps coming, doesn't it?
There's a lot. So what are you referring to in particular?
Your boy, Tommy.
Oh, boy. That's the bad news. Oh, my God.
It looks like we'll be signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. How do you feel about that?
Well, John goes, oh, he's going to the TB team.
Oh, because he's
know.
Tom Brady in their Tampa Bay, his
I'm
little
like,
store.
I'm like, that's not why he went there, John.
Well,
he doesn't. He went there because they were the first ones to give him $30 or something. I don't know why he went there. What a, it, like, of all the places I thought that Tom Brady might wind up, like, seriously, Tampa Bay? Okay.
I'd heard that in the mix, and they do have some really good players on the offense, which is what his biggest gripe is
right,
he's always working
that.
With less than is I
injured.
Guess well
that guy's not playing today,
right?
Wait, that one guy, really? All right,
well, they tried to get him, that Antonio Brown guy, and that guy blew, you know,
yeah,
melted
well,
down
shot
right before
in the foot.
Their eyes, right?
Yeah,
anyway, I couldn't help it. I had to laugh yesterday when I read it. I know John doesn't care. He's probably already like, well, our new quarterback's gonna be great, right?
Truthfully, we have, you know, I mean, that's, it's a blip on the radar over here, believe it or not.
Oh.
Hey, can I just say something? Nicole, I guess, are you running the board right now? Or I'm not sure who's
currently
running.
Currently, it's me right now, just for
oh,
a second.
Can you turn down the Blues Walk? It's really, I can barely hear Vinny.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or is it just like a feed thing that I'm,
it's,
you know.
It's low over here, but can you turn down your gain as well while we're at it?
Oh, my gain is loud today.
just only because every time you get loud, it blips a little bit.
Okay, hold on. Let me do that right now.
All right.
Look at me with my equipment dialed.
Hey, Vinny, you sound great.
Thank you.
You sound really good.
Well, all I right. have stacked towels near my microphone.
It's
and
a huge, noticeably different.
It's
it's
not
good.
A great look. It's dirt. It's, well, it's not dirty, but it is laundry piled up around my microphone. But hey,
no, it sounds works. It sounds nice and close. It's good.
All right.
I'm not doing it from the recital hall anymore. Is that any better? How's that?
Yeah,
level?
It's only when you get loud anyway.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes when you're super happy and excited.
Yeah, look, we are trying to, we are broadcasting from home. And so my suspicion is every morning we'll be like, hey, man, your level. Hey, let's make this happen. Because it's a whole new world out there.
Yeah, it is. No doubt.
The biggest news at my house yesterday.
Oh, this will be good.
It's interesting. Well, here's the thing. It's really only interesting to me, although you may have a feeling about it. So obviously the Tom Brady thing was happening. It turns out George R.R. Martin is busy writing. I mean, that was big news
who?
At our house. The guy who wrote the Game of Thrones. He's busy.
Yeah, what about him? Turns out he's doing what?
He turns out while he's home alone and no one can play with him and he can't go out and be famous, he's busy writing the book.
Oh, good. Good
yeah.
for you.
I know, so that was big. So yesterday, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12 a.m., my brother calls me on the phone, and he says, hey, meet us out on the back porch, because, you know, we haven't had any contact with them in well over a week. So because everybody's isolating and nobody's, you know, they live right by us, but we're not hugging. We're not gathering. None of that's happening. We're trying to do our part here. So he is. We're 10 feet apart. The four of us, myself, my husband, my brother and his wife out on the back porch. And they've been crying. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, are they going to tell me that, you know, dad's got coronavirus? Like, what in the hell is going on?
The thing that just, like, shot through my mind is all the stories of people divorcing from the shelter in place. So is that it?
That's also not it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I mean, really, you know, I'm like you, though. Like, what on in the could possibly be upsetting enough to them that they are there? I mean, my brother was holding it together, but you could tell he was had been crying.
Well,
and my
he has told me, and I don't know what conversation we were having where this came up, but he's told me anything related to American service.
He's a crier.
Army, Navy. Yeah, he's like, I will start crying immediately when I hear about any story where a service person has, you know, put their life on the line for Americans.
Well, he was in the armed services, and, you know, he has buddies still from that time. And, you know, he's like, you can't understand it unless you've been there, like the connection, you know, whatever. But that's only one of the myriad things that guy is sensitive about.
Okay, so that's not it either.
So, you know, it could really be anything.
All right.
Because, I mean, you know, you talk about the kids or what the kids are up to or, you know, whatever. He gets, like, so proud. His eyes get misty or, you know, you talk about fishing. He's all like, oh, my God.
I caught
this fish. It was amazing. So it could be anything.
All right. So what is it?
So they have, he's working from home. He's working from his condo that he rents. And my sister-in-law was just told, look, we're going to close up and I can't use you for at least 3 weeks. So I guess they've been, you know, sitting at home for the last week or so. And they are like, because they were supposed to leave here in June or late May. Their plan all along has been to move to Florida. And they're leaving Friday.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, right. And in the end, I was like, it makes perfect sense. It was just very surprising and out of the blue because it was all about, they're like, we don't want to sit in our house alone for 3 weeks. We want to leave. I'm like, oh my God, you guys. And they're like, yeah, we're just going to drive across through Utah. I go, you guys, it's winter. I don't know if you heard, but there was some snow in the mountains.
What are you doing? You're trying to talk them out of it?
No, I'm trying to talk him into driving down to San Diego and going the southern route, you know?
Oh,
he's like, what, I'm going to add an extra day of driving? I'm like, it's not going to be an extra day of driving. You're heading south anyway. Just go across. Like, what are you doing? They're going to be towing a, you know, like a U-Haul trailer. So anyway, that was the big news at our house yesterday because it's, you know, you think you have all this time. And of course, we're very upset for our own reasons because we run a business together. That our little sewing shop. So, and we're not even gonna be able to hug goodbye. Like, it's just such a, I mean, to me, that was like the big stunning, you know, we're all hunkered down. We're all hanging and this just sort of like, to have them leave after all this time without even being able to like throw them a little party or have a dinner. Yeah, just, it's not at all the way I envisioned it.
So do they plan to camp out or do they hope that they can hit hotels on the way?
Their plan is to do hotels, do as much driving as they can, do this in as short a period as they possibly can. I said the same thing. I'm like, so you're going to need a box of latex gloves or two and a couple canisters of Clorox wipes.
I'm like
even that, gas stations, you're not going to want to touch that handle. That
this might be the worst possible version of obeying the shelter in place I've ever heard. Not only are they leaving home, they're leaving the state and crossing the country.
They're going to go across the country.
It's wow.
I know. Listen, You know,
look, hey, I'll tell you something that's going on that we're going to continue to see. So, and I realize everyone's got short patience because, you know, when have we ever sort of experienced this? But you're going to deal with a lot of people who have ideas about what shelter in place means and what you should be doing. You know what you should be doing? There's going to be a lot of that.
Right.
So I don't know whether or not that's the right move for them to make, and frankly don't care. But I do think that there are people who will be have strong opinions about everything everyone does.
Right, exactly. No, I mean, there's no question. Yesterday I had to go. We drove down to this place where I could go to a Dropbox to drop off my taxes because I'm not going to be able to meet with my guy. You know, we're all, as you know, we're all secluded. So I was actually somewhat flabbergasted by how many people were out walking around. I was like, okay, well, I guess they're 10 feet apart.
And when you say walking around, do you mean people who were getting exercise or people who were doing daily business as if
people
this wasn't happening?
People seemed to be, you know, we actually drove because, you know, now we're in the car and we're like, oh, my God, we're out of the house. Let's drive around. And a million cars in the Safeway parking lot. Obviously, you know, people are trying to get their groceries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Instacart is, I mean, it's a great thing. If you think you need something next week, order it today.
Right.
Like, I mean, our delivery, we made a, I think I told you this yesterday, we placed an order on Saturday night. I said, you know, make a big long list. Let's just get a list going. We made an order. And I just got a notification yesterday that it's pushed to tomorrow. So you order on Saturday and you receive on Thursday. And that's if they can get the things that are on there.
Well, but for us so far, and this is still very new, but they've been real good about getting the things you need. And I think I'm not the one who's made the orders, but I think there's are you willing to accept a replacement
yes.
item? So that's possible if you want to give them a green light to switch the brand or whatever in order
yeah,
to
yeah, and they're actually, they interact with you as they do the shopping. Like, you almost have to be on the lookout for it. You'll start to get notifications on your phone, like, this person has a question for you.
Oh.
Yeah, you can even chat with them as they're doing your shopping.
Oh, cool.
Which I assume, I mean, I don't really know how that whole thing works, but I don't, maybe they're shopping for several people's orders at a time. I mean, seems like that would make sense, but maybe not. Maybe they pick up your stuff and they,
I don't know. I think in a regular day, if you were just busy with your kids and your work and you're this, you'd probably be like, I don't have time. The whole reason I'm having you do this is because I don't have time to. So get it done. Now everyone's sitting around probably happily going, yeah, let me interact with this person.
Yeah, let's chat.
Yeah, probably fine.
How's your day?
I know we have been going out for walks as a family. I mean, one of the first things that occurred to me, and I don't know how everyone else is dealing with this at home, but initially I knew I was the one that was out the most. You know, I was out in the city on that one Friday when I got a tattoo. I was out all day.
Right.
I mean, this was still very new, but it was very possible. Anyway, when I got home for this sort of shelter in place, I thought maybe I shouldn't be around my kids. And Christina was like, dude, you've already been around us. It's
right.
already too late. You're nuts. I don't even know why you'd think that you could go somewhere. But so while I'm extremely concerned that my kids could catch this because I know I'm the dirty one, however else
you dirty boy.
I don't know how to refer to that. It's too late apparently, and everyone feels pretty confident that either we got it or we don't.
Isn't that the prevailing
it's
feeling?
Just one of those like it is what it is, we'll see. So we're waiting that out, but in the meantime we're walking twice a day, and we're not going to stores. We're not walking, right. but we're walking. We need to get out and get fresh air.
Yeah. It's, you know, and I think that's happening a lot. You know, when I was saying I saw a ton of people out, I meant people doing things, not because we're doing that too. I mean, you have to. We're going freaking, I mean, we drove around for an hour yesterday just because it wasn't inside our house. It's enough of the house already. But it's, you know, we see neighbors And it's a lot of times in the past, like if I see a neighbor, you know, you stop and talk and it's 20 mm-hmm. minutes. And now it's like social distancing and everybody gets it. Everybody gives everybody else a wide berth and you give a wave and you hope all's well at your place.
Walking by, walking through the neighborhood yesterday, we saw our friend Dave who was sort of saying, I've been on the phone in meetings all day from like 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Yeah. And I didn't hear the rest because I kept walking. I don't know what else you said, dude. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, no offense, but I'm tripping a little bit. I mean, you know, I don't want to get it. I don't want my kids to get it. And I know that this is the other side of what's happening right now. My wife loves it. She doesn't love it. And she doesn't love it that, you know, we could be sick or that anyone's going to get sick and die or whatever. She's not loving that. But she's this like work from home and everyone's here and the kids are here. And she really is making the best of it.
That's very interesting. That
she likes it. She's like, oh my God, my family's here. We're getting to spend. We never spend time like this together.
Well,
she's right.
You especially, I mean, you spend 3+ hours a day on the road. Like mm-hmm. this is life changing. Even, you know, I mean, I probably get up an hour later than you anyway. I mean, I'm up at like, aren't you a 3 o'clock guy at the very latest?
Oh, it's more like 2. Well, I usually, the alarm is 3, but I get up right at about 2:30. Yeah.
But for me, I'm sleeping. I get an extra hour. So I'm up an extra hour. I told John yesterday, he was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get, because we did corned beef and cabbage yesterday, because we always do. Mm-hmm. And whatever that Irish guy said, John's parents were both, rest in peace, Margie and Paul. They were both Irish and we always ate corned beef and cabbage. God, that really threw me when he was like, that's not Irish. I'm like, what are you talking about? So
it's New York Irish is what I how I understand it.
Really?
That's well, so funny. A lot of travelers landed in New York, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I know that's where my family landed. The Italians and the Irish were in New York, and that's where my family's from. And so I think that's where and they were all very poor.
Sure.
So that was the meal
take the corned beef and also the cabbage. The cabbage mm-hmm. is cheap. Yeah, maybe it's like just an East Coast thing because his ancestors landed up in freaking Canada somewhere when they first got here. But anyways, what was I saying? Oh, so we had that for dinner and I forget what I was talking about.
Saying Christina likes her shelter place. Oh. She's enjoying it. And I don't know how you're feeling about it. Are the boys home?
The boys are both home. And the boys are both, as stir crazy as we are.
Yeah, I don't ever sit still. So this is a real test for me as I've been like, oh, you know what I should go get? And
oh,
I just keep getting that stink eye like, no, no.
You can't go get that. Oh, well, I know what I was gonna say.
Oh, good, go.
Yeah, that it was, you know, normally we eat at 4 p.m. And he's like, oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to have this ready before 5:30. I'm like, don't worry about it. Have it 7:30. I don't even care. Like, it just doesn't. It's so weird. Like, my entire routine is out the window.
You
like,
rebel. Today,
what's that? I know. I'm such a rebel. We ate at 6:30. Oh, my God. But I was like, and then, so I'm sitting on the couch and we were talking about, you know, it's 8 o'clock and I'm no hurry. I don't care. And then 5 minutes later, I fell asleep on the couch. And John's like, get up. Come on, let's get you into bed. Let's get you out of my face, I think is probably more like it. I'm sure he's like, what, my routine also ruined.
Right, his time's about to begin. My wife's still doing that. She was up, in fact, last night, I want to say I got up around midnight, and I'm sitting on the toilet peeing.
Oh.
And she wasn't in bed at this point yet. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, the bathroom light flicks on, and I'm like, why are you doing that? And she screams because I guess she assumed I was in bed asleep and didn't realize that she was sneaking into shower before going to sleep herself.
Oh.
And caught me, like the timing. Imagine
you're sitting on the toilet like, I'm just peeing.
I was, but I, you know, she screamed, ah! Anyway, it did wake me up. That adrenaline spike.
Now your heart's pounding.
But who cares? I didn't have to drive anywhere this morning. And I was like, oh, well, so I'm going to be, less than I would normally would like to get. But
take a nap later. Yep. You got nothing else to do.
I got to fill these days. I'm telling you, the itch for me to get in the car and go run an errand is there the whole time.
I know. It's crazy. I actually felt guilty yesterday when we went out to run our one errand where I had to drop off my taxes. And then I was like, well, we're and I actually put on gloves and a mask because I was like, I don't want to run into anybody. And they say that forget the mask, but I'm not forgetting the mask.
I don't think that if you've got it and it's in your house and you're not out ordering it. I know the big issue was that people were afraid medical workers were going to have trouble getting these masks.
Yeah,
right?
This is not a medical mask. This is an old ass mask that smells like our shed. I mean, I'm probably breathing in mold from the shed. I've had this mask for 5 years, probably.
Well, yeah, I think why not wear it?
Yeah,
I don't see how it doesn't keep you from getting the possible.
If it cuts my chances by 50%, I'll take it.
Right. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So we're getting late. Listen, coming up on the show, people are very creative and. It's been magic even seeing what people are doing on Instagram and the way that people are using that as sort of their little community. Michael Franti for the past, I think today's day four, they're doing something that they're calling the stay-at-home concert world tour. And they're in Bali, and that's where they're hunkered down, him and his family. And so I think today's day four of that. And we are going to talk to him today at 8 o'clock and just hear what life is like in Bali these days.
I wonder if it's even there.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, maybe they're like, we're not leaving because nobody here has it.
Well, airports are shutting down all over the place limiting the amount of travel that people can do. So it might just be easier to stay. It's his resort, right?
It is his resort.
So, yeah, it's home. It's his other home. I'd stay there, too.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Any excuse to stay there. And that's a guy. He's like you. He can't stop. He just goes and probably, even when he wants to stop, he can't stop because he's Michael Franti the whole time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like if you follow him on Instagram, he is somewhere different every single day. And so it's weird that he's in the same place all this time. Anyway, we're going to talk to him at about 8 o'clock. Cool. And so much more. Tips and celebrities and coronavirus and all of it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you in just a second. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.